Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Sunbelt Rentals Holdings, ticker SUNB, a major player in the equipment rental space that's operating under a financial services classification. Let's break down the full picture from the numbers to the strategy and see where this stock could be headed. First off, the company has been showing some resilience in a tough environment, with revenue holding steady around $11 billion in the most recent fiscal year. That stability comes from a massive fleet of tools and machinery leased out across the US and UK, serving construction, industrial, and commercial customers who need equipment without the ownership hassle. Sunbelt Rentals Holdings was established in early 2025 and is headquartered in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Under CEO Brendan Christopher Horgan, the business runs a capital-intensive model that involves buying, maintaining, and renting out everything from small tools to heavy machinery. With over 25,000 employees and a market cap near $30 billion, it's a significant name in the rental industry, even if the stock trades more like a financial services name these days. Revenue has climbed steadily from roughly $8 billion in 2022 to $11.1 billion in 2026, though the pace has slowed a bit lately. The bulk of that top line comes from equipment rentals across North America and the UK, with no major geographic surprises in the breakdown. The company benefits from scale and utilization rates, but growth has clearly moderated compared to the post-pandemic rebound years. On the earnings side, net income came in at $1.32 billion for fiscal 2026, translating to $3.17 per share. That's down from the $1.51 billion and $3.66 reported the prior year, reflecting higher interest costs and some margin pressure. EBITDA stayed solid near $4.5 billion, showing the underlying rental operations are still generating strong cash conversion even as reported profits dipped. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit around $22.3 billion, with debt to equity just over 1.3. Free cash flow remains a bright spot at $3.4 billion in the latest year, giving management plenty of room to reinvest in the fleet and return capital. The current ratio near 0.9 suggests tight liquidity management, typical for this kind of asset-heavy business. For valuation, the model that fits best here is an EV/EBITDA approach given the capital-intensive, cyclical nature of equipment rentals. That framework puts fair value in the neighborhood of $70, while the stock has been trading around $75. The gap is modest, and the high leverage means any shift in interest rates or utilization could move the needle quickly. Strengths include consistent free cash flow generation and a dominant market position in rentals. Weaknesses center on high debt levels and sensitivity to economic cycles. Opportunities lie in fleet modernization and expanding specialty rentals, while threats include rising interest expenses and potential slowdowns in construction spending. Overall, the profile is balanced but carries real cyclical risk. Over the past year, the stock has been essentially flat to slightly down, underperforming broader markets amid higher rates. The three-month window showed some recovery with gains near 15%, but longer-term holders have seen limited upside as the multiple compressed. Shifting to intrinsic value, the EV/EBITDA model was selected because it better captures the asset base and operating leverage than a straight PE or PB approach for this type of business. With the current price near $75, the model suggests fair value around $70. Key drivers include forward EBITDA margins holding in the low 40s, moderate revenue growth fading toward 2-3% long term, and an EV/EBITDA multiple settling near 13 times after adjustments for the company's leverage and cyclical profile. My take is that SUNB looks fairly valued at current levels rather than a screaming bargain. The rental business generates real cash, but the debt load and decelerating growth keep the multiple in check. If you're already in the name, holding makes sense while you watch utilization trends. New buyers might wait for a dip toward the mid-60s before getting aggressive, especially with rates still uncertain. Remember, these fair value estimates can shift noticeably if growth or discount rate assumptions change even a little. Wrapping up, Sunbelt Rentals remains a solid operator in a capital-heavy industry, but the stock doesn't offer much margin of safety right now. Keep an eye on construction spending data and interest rate moves for the next catalyst. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.